Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the power of Jesus to cast out evil. Today's Bible verses are from Luke chapter 8, verses 32 to 33. A herd of many swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him to allow them to enter those swine, and he let them. The demons came out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and was drowned.
Imagine this picturesque scene, a hillside filled with a herd of swine going about their day, minding their own business. Little did they know that something was about to happen that would change everything for them. In the background, a man had been tormented by demons, causing chaos in his life. Now here's where things get interesting. Jesus granted the request of the demons, allowing them to enter the swine. Can you imagine being one of those pigs, just going about your day and suddenly you become host to a bunch of unruly demons? Well, that's exactly what happened. The demons left the man and took hold of the swine, making them act incredibly out of character. The herd, under the influence of these dark forces, rushed down a steep bank and into a lake, ultimately meeting their demise. Now, before we proceed, I want to address the significance of this story. It may sound peculiar at first, but there's a deep message within it. It serves as a reminder that evil is real. There are spiritual forces that seek to oppose the will of God. It's not just some fictional concept, it's a very real aspect of our existence. But here's the thing, we have a choice. We can choose to align ourselves with God's will or go against it, one decision at a time. And unfortunately, evil has a way of spreading. Evil doesn't just affect individuals, it can seep into our social interactions, poisoning our relationships and communities. In fact, it can even become institutionalized with laws and systems that defy the common good. It's a sobering thought, isn't it? But here's the good news. We don't have to live in fear or succumb to the darkness. Jesus, with his incredible power, has the ability to cast out evil from our lives. His very name holds the power to drive away those dark forces. So what's the key to experiencing this liberation from evil? It starts with submission. By submitting ourselves to God's love and surrendering to his will, we open ourselves up to the incredible power of a loving God. It's about recognizing the force of goodness at work in the world and allowing it to guide our actions. It's about acknowledging that we have a role to play in combating evil and choosing to align ourselves with the light. Now let's take a moment to reflect personally. How have you, in your own life, found yourself socializing evil? Have there been times when you've gotten caught up in a pattern or made choices that go against what you truly believe in? It's something worth pondering and being honest about. Remember, you're not alone in this battle. We all need strength and support to fight against the forces of evil. That's why it's crucial to turn to God and ask for his help. Let's take a moment to pray for his strength and guidance. Let's ask for the courage to combat the darkness and bring more light into our lives. Remember, we have the power to choose love over hate, compassion over apathy, and goodness over evil. By doing so, we not only transform our own lives, but also the lives of those around us. So let's embrace the power of a loving God and strive to be agents of light in a world that often feels consumed by darkness.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence with us today and for the blessings you continually bestow upon us. As we come before you, we ask for your guidance, strength, and wisdom to navigate the challenges of life. Grant us the courage to face adversity with faith and the compassion to extend love and kindness to others. Help us to walk in alignment with your will, seeking to glorify you in all that we do. May your peace fill our hearts and your light shine through us, illuminating the path before us. In your mercy, hear our prayers and guide us on this journey of life. Amen. Goodbye, and thank you for the blessings of your presence. May you be surrounded by God's love and grace until we meet again. Blessings upon you always.